It's that time of the day of the week. It's the weekly appearance of FBI agent Bert Macklin. What's up, Bert? How are you?
Hello, friends. I'm doing well. How are you all?
Terrific.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I was calling. I thought about doing the movie review, Dude, Where's My Car? But I thought that might be a little bit of a low blow. Sorry about your drunk driving accident, Chris. I hope you get that all straightened out.
It was not a drunk driving accident.
We're not the station that has all the DUIs. That's the other one.
Ooh! Good God, man.
Actually, even the people that hit Chris apparently weren't drunk.
Top rope Hodges over here. Good God.
What?
Moving right along.
Fine. Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess no movie review on that one. I did want to call it.
You didn't want to do Beer Fest?
Oh, you've already done that.
It's a great movie. It's fantastic. Broken Lizard Comedy Group, man. They know what they're doing. But no, I wanted to call in because I heard that there was an issue, and I wanted to help a friend out. Bigman, I heard you've been having some issues on the lady front. What did you do to make her mad?
I wouldn't call it issues, you know? I mean, just seen her in passing a couple of times and was going to talk to her the other day. She was there, but she was on one of those stock ladders with a coworker.
Wait. Hold up. Someone said that they messaged me and said that I could give you some advice because you'd been having issues. Are you trying to tell me you've never even talked to this woman?
Oh, yeah, we've not made it that far yet. It's a slow-burning love.
So, let me get this. Like, did you forget how to talk? Or, like, I mean, she has they don't have name tags at Home Depot, but, like, the name is written across the top part of their apron. Like, did you forget how to read? Like, I mean, how are we not even gotten the name at this point?
Technically, I don't believe she's a Home Depot employee. She's a rep.
Yeah, her for a company. Outfit is business casual, I would call it.
Okay, well, then it's a little bit better, but no name tag, I take it?
Yeah, no name tag.
Have you been close enough to make sure there's no name tag?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
All right. I mean, because, like, I know a guy that he one time, like, I mean, on the name front, like, swear, he told me he dated a girl for 3 months, and to this day he still doesn't know if he was saying her name correctly. So, I mean, like, I get that aspect of it.
Yeah, I wonder who that was.
I knew a guy who did that, too.
It was more of a foreign name, which he also told me that after his opportunities with Married at First Sight did not end up going through because his family thought it would be a bad decision. went back to the more traditional ways of dating, and he was talking to this other girl, also of foreign descent, and she checked a lot of the boxes, and he decided to, this was like within the last week is what he was telling me, he decided to see as, it, like, just Google her, you know, and just make sure. It's like, well, I mean, this girl seems pretty cool,
mm-hmm.
definitely very attractive, seems like she's got her head on straight. I mean, I could see, based off some of the pictures, her being a little promiscuous, but,
He could see that.
Yeah, he could see that. Yeah,
right,
yeah, yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah, good point. So he looks her up, and the first story that popped up was, let's see here, how do I could single this out, and I don't want to do that too much. She was arrested at an SEC football game.
I like her so far.
Being belligerently drunk.
Uh-huh.
Kicking a cop when he tried to remove her from the stadium.
Well, okay.
Was he a Georgia fan? I mean,
sometimes that's worth it. Okay.
And other things that I will not divulge at this point. So, and then after finding out more information, he came to learn that even she had an OnlyFans. So this girl was really not his style at the end of the day. Now, I know.
You're sure? It sounds like she's checking all the boxes.
All the boxes.
Based off what he said, it's one of those things where it's just, maybe it's just a little too much, you know? Like,
yeah, too much too fast. I get that.
Yeah, you know, you got to slow these things down. And plus, like, that's just like, I mean, like, he told me he lied and, like, he would put, like, adventurous in his profile. But really, at the end of the day, he just wanted to go home and watch football.
Yep.
I don't know. I'll see how that one ends up playing out for the guy. But I did hear some good news as it related to Hickman. What are you sitting on today?
The most comfortable chair I've ever sat in.
Okay. Yes. Many people were, as I just like combed through the Twitter responses and stuff that a lot of Fan Run members send out. A lot of people were tweeting at a former employee. Saying no wonder he left after seeing the picture of said chair that you all were sitting on.
Well, the former employee is the one that picked at that chair to make it look that way. So if you cause your own suffering, I don't know what to tell that person.
It's not true at all. At no point in said person's time did he make it to where the wood was exposed on the actual chair.
Hmm.
Yeah. So. That's going on there. I'm trying to keep you guys up to date on everything. Let's see here. Big news. We'll talk a little bit more about this later. But I saw on Twitter that a former person is also going to be returning for football seasons to be a part of the voluntary reaction. So I thought that was really neat. Bert Macklin loves to see that. He's excited to listen to the show again. Or so they say.
Is that person going to be in person for all of these? Did he say?
No.
Oh, that's a shame.
I think he said he's going to be able to do it from Nashville.
Interesting.
He won't have to drive up every weekend.
Hmm.
But maybe on occasion, depending on if they actually do the show from the studio. I don't know. TBD.
So. Fair enough. But, yes, excited to have Davey Hudson back on Voluntary Reaction for this coming football season.
That'll be cool. I don't know. Hopefully he's not too much of a changed man. And we get more Drunk Dave, and I guess time will tell.
Yeah, we don't want him to come in and big time the host, you know?
Yeah, he doesn't seem like that type of person. He's a very humble, down-to-earth guy.
That's what I always tell people when they ask me to describe him, humble and down-to-earth.
Yeah. And chair picker.
So, you know, I need to find a way to meet him while I'm down here, since apparently he moved to this area as well.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys watch any of the preseason Hall of Fame game?
Not a second of it.
Oh, you're missing out.
Am I? Are you?
it got delayed by lightning.
Yeah, 40-minute delay to start the game. Welcome football, and the beautiful 27-11 final score.
I was excited to see Kyle Sloter throw a touchdown for the Jacksonville Jaguars there at the end. Made a lot of people mad that had the under on that one. But I always say if you're betting preseason football, you got big problems. it is what it is, man. Some people are going to do what they're going to do. But as we move forward, we got some great opportunities lined up for football to be back in the air. So I'm looking forward to it, you know. Best time of the year.
Agree. Getting closer.
So like Thanksgiving and Christmas and stuff.
A lot of overlap
spring
there.
Break. I always like the spring break, but there's no football there. But it does come close to March Madness, so there is some action.
Bert, what did you think of Brittany Griner getting 9.5 years in Russian prison?
A little excessive, if you ask me, for some hashish oil. You know, it's Russia. The fact that, like, some people still thought, hey, even though this is all heating up, when exactly did she get arrested? I'm trying to remember my timeline
between
Ukraine and Russia going to war and her being detained.
Ooh.
I mean, obviously, it's all just a publicity stunt at this point for Russia to make them look strong, but.
Right.
I just don't know why anybody would naturally go over there anymore to even think about. But I mean, I'm always one that, like, tries to find the silver lining in situations, and it's like, the best news for her is at least she won't have to worry about hearing the national anthem over there.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, she didn't want to hear it over here, so it's a silver lining. I mean, I'm not saying it's good, but it's like, you gotta find the... I'm an optimist, so you gotta find the little things, you know?
The good and the bad, right?
Yeah. But yeah, 9.5, a little excessive. We'll see what happens. Merchant of Death, I think that trade's still on the table. I don't think the league managers come in and vetoed it or approved it or anything at this point. But yeah, we'll have to continue to follow that one. I do hope she's able to come back sooner rather than later, but again, you got to have a proper trade. We got to be careful with these things, you know. Can't be looking weak. You don't want to give them the upper hand, because it's all about the optics, in my opinion, you know.
Bert, real quick, she was arrested 10 days after the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
Now, was she leaving? Because she was at an airport. Was she leaving Russia, or was she entering?
That's a good question. I thought she was entering.
She was entering Russia, right? Because
to play basketball in the offseason or something?
Yeah. Yeah, it's dumb. And hopefully, I don't know. No use in crying over spilled milk. But if we're lucky, she'll be back hopefully within the next, before Christmas. But, you know, like I said, to begin this whole thing, you got to be careful with what you give up to get in return. So I think a lot of it does go to Paul Whelan, I think is how you pronounce his name, the other guy that might be involved. Now, if he's an actual spy, yeah, maybe we go ahead and we make this happen. But if he's actually just an American that they're accusing of being a spy, cause I think they charged him with espionage, then while you would want to get your own people back, it's like, I mean, if one guy's good enough to where they're going to make a movie about him starring Nick Cage, like, I mean, he must have something on the table, you know, that's worthy.
It's a strong
point.
Even
though I do think, what'd you say, Hick?
It was me. I just said that's a strong point.
Oh, strong point. Sorry. It sounded like Adam chimed in there. But
no, he's not doing a lot of talking lately.
No, that's for damn sure. So might have to come up there and.
Maybe that's it, Bert. Maybe he needs a wingman.
I mean, if by wingman you mean someone to be like, "Hello, what's your name?" and then I get her name and then tell him her name, then yeah, I can do that for him.
Bingo.
Simple enough.
See how easy that is, Hickman?
Sorry, I'm not going to approach a girl on a ladder.
Yeah, like the last guy, he always had trouble, like, after the dates. Not necessarily during the dates. He would usually screw them up, but then, like, trying to get advice on how to remedy the fact afterwards. That's where his problem came. Like, this is another level. This is going down a bit, but hey, it's baby steps for everybody. Not everyone's on a level playing field, and we'll have to get you up to, or that guy will have to get you up to speed, Hickman.
I would appreciate that.
Well, boys, as always, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Stepping out of these meetings with the FBI, they can be pretty. What's the right word? They can be taxing at times. You know, it's not always the most fun information, but we do what we can to keep the people out there safe.
Sometimes goof around, you know.
Yeah, but you guys are the real heroes, making sure to give the people what they need whenever it comes to Tennessee football.
Indeed, new boot goofing, right? Seamless drop by Adam Hickman there, just seamless.
I'm just goofing. New boot goofing.
Oh.
Thanks for the call, Bert.
Sorry, Bert. You may not like that. A guy who worked on the show before really liked that clip.
Bert?
Sorry. No, I guess one note. I accidentally went into the store thinking I was going to get some barbecue food the other day. It turns out it was actually just a boot shop.
There you go.
three payments.
Easy payments.
They're always easy.
It's real ostrich.
Zapatarilla ballerina.
Have a great weekend, Bert.
Yeah, y'all do the same.
This segment of the program brought to you by Office Furniture Outfitters, where you can get a great chair or all kinds of other great office furniture. OFONox.com for all the details. Or you can go right over there near campus and check out the showroom. The best in new and used is the official office furniture outfitter of 3 and Out and Fan Run Radio. OFONox.com. Tremendous service. I mean, you can't beat it. Back to the phone lines we go. Last call for calls, 865-546-8200. We got Roberto on the horn next. What's up, Berto? You're on 3 and Out.
You there, Roberto?
Hello?
I am here. Okay, are you there?
We are now, I think.
It was like a half a... It was like... Anyways. So I'm glad you guys went over to OFO and hooked your boy up. That old chair was a bloodbath, gentlemen. I've never seen anything quite like that.
Builds character.
Can you imagine that people would rather complain? They would rather complain about that than pick out a new chair and get it, you know, like
2 years ago.
Yeah, just rather be the victim than just say, how about this one?
And just pay for it themselves, Nate. Is that what you're saying?
No, I told them I would pay for it. They just had to tell me what chair they wanted me to order. And for 2 years, no one just sent me a screenshot or a link like, hey, Nate, will you buy this one for us?
Well, I just because of your information, gentlemen, I want you to know, and because of their sponsorship, I went to OFO 2 weeks ago and bought something for my assistant
and replaced
her chair, as a matter of fact. That's what a gentleman would do, and it sounds like Nate was acting gentlemanly, so that one's on the assistant, so I'm just going to say.
Agree.
So it's Hickman having the lady problems at Home Depot, yeah?
Well, you got to turn the mic on, bud.
Can't have lady problems if you don't have a lady.
Well, we're trying to get you to that point.
He hasn't talked to her yet, Roberta.
By the way, Mealy Wake is Algonquin for the good land.
Algonquin, that's right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I worked at Home Depot for 5 summers and 3 Christmases.
Wow.
Okay. I can tell you the populace of the Home Depot vendors, sneaky talented, sneaky crazy. Also.
Oh. Did you catch that last part, Hickman? Sneaky crazy. Look out.
Well, yeah. Kind of like hair girls, you know? It's all. It's all fun until you date one.
Interesting.
I don't like these sweeping generalizations.
That was never fun either.
I don't like applying them to one particular person.
But
he said populist.
Let's just say sneaky cute populist. I mean, something about a girl in Wranglers. You know what I'm saying, gentlemen? But really crazy. A lot of yeet girls. You know, a lot of them do dip. May have helped you avoid that one.
Hickman, perfect, right? Yeah.
All right. Well, if you love dip spit in your mouth, it's not your own. Go for it, big boy. I'll just say, only had one that sort of worked out, and then turns out it was certifiable. Tried to slash the tires the whole nine.
Nice.
So be careful, gentlemen. And that was a. That was a breakup induced by the fact that I told her she drank too much, and that was from a guy who drank too much.
No one likes a hypocrite.
Good point.
No one likes a hypocrite. Boys, I didn't get too much from yesterday's practice. I know you've already sort of reviewed that, but my biggest concern right now. I heard you guys mention a 5 out of 10 on the secondary. I'm not hearing that. I'm hearing they're very confident that we're going to be a little bit better than people expect there. A little bit better at linebacker than we expect. And, of course, that's a fall practice thing. They're going to say those things.
Right.
But I tend to believe them because they don't they haven't ever overhyped me. They're not Pruitting me. You know what I mean? Last year they said we would struggle in these areas, and we struggled in these areas. And they said we'd improve in these areas, and we did. So right now I'm just going to trust the words that I hear coming out of their mouths and out of other people's mouths who actually see it on a daily basis. And pretty excited. I think that Tennessee, mark it down, gentlemen, I think that Tennessee will actually win a game because of special teams this year, because it's so close on a lot of those middle kind of tier games. I think that special teams will play a huge role in one of the games. We'll win something weird on like a 75-yard punt that's down at the one, like that Georgia game from Trevor Daniel or something crazy like that, because I just think that our schedule is so tight that that's going to have to happen. Gentlemen, I don't know who's going, but I'll be seeing you at the Pitt game. I hope you guys have a good weekend.
You too, Berto. Appreciate it. And enjoy Pittsburgh. That's Pennsylvania, Adam.
It's not a bad trip. 7.5 hours.
Not bad at all. Right there on the river?
Mm-hmm.
What's the field called?
Assfield.
That's not actually what it's called. What's it really called?
AccuSure Field.
AccuSure. There you go.
Which doesn't quite flow like Heinz Field.
No, not at all. Not even close.
I don't know. Heinz always had to hit the bottle, you know, in different places.
Yeah, the actual bottle. Yeah. Sorry. It's by design.
You missed. Yeah. You're talking about Heinz flow. And flow.
Yeah. I got it.
Okay.
Yeah. But they're designed that way. If you hit it right on the 57, flows right out.
Well, I know that.
Well, now everybody does.
Okay.
Yeah.
The more you know.
Hickman, how do you feel about dip spit?
Oh, if you ever get a whiff of those, if you ever get in somebody's vehicle who just leaves their spitter sitting there for weeks in the heat.
There's often mornings I come over and there's one over here on the table. It's been a while. Who?
Bear.
I don't know. No, he sits back there.
Yeah. Maybe it's yours. You often do leave a lot of stuff over there, Chris.
Not dip spit. No chance.
Everything else.
No chance there. That Lysol is not mine either. Some other things might be. I'll clean it up after I leave.
That cup, that can, that was the water you were drinking yesterday.
This is today's. I threw yesterday's away. Goodness gracious. I put that table there anyway. That's my table.
Ah, so you can keep it dirty and cluttered.
If I want to, I can. Them's the rules.
More power to
you. I didn't write them.
I did not know.
I don't know how you transferred that. Like, you turned, I asked if you like dip spit, and you turned that on me. What was that all about?
I like turning things on you,
Chris. I've been rooting for you all week, and now you're turning against me.
And I'm rooting for you, Chris.
No, don't try to do the little, I'm going to be nice to you now after I call you out. You weren't being nice. You forgot that you said you were going to be nice to me, and now you're trying to backtrack.
I don't think I was necessarily unnice to you.
Interesting.
You just wait.
What am I waiting for? If it's anything like you talking to that girl at Home Depot, I'm going to be waiting a while.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Home Depot today. Just scout it out.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to talk to her. I'm just going to scout it out.
There's hundreds of extra people at Home Depot.
I'll see them there.
Hey, if we up their sales, we, you know, work on
a deal.
Some kind of deal with those folks over there.
Cut the check or just go out with Hickman.
Ding, 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 bing, ding, ding. Isn't that their song?
They already sponsor all of College Game Day.
So they got some extra.
If you can sponsor College Game Day,
yeah,
you can sponsor 3 and Out.
Amen.
Hopefully.
I'll get on the phone with corporate.
All right, you do that. We'll come back with more 3 and Out next. Out in the country, past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the counter line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music, and smoke. It's where all the Hour 3 continues, Friday edition of the program. So get you set for the weekend. Hall of Fame game was last night. NFL preseason and not this weekend, but next weekend, I'm guessing. Should be right.
Sounds good to me.
Then high school kickoff will be where you know it.
Then the fall. Is it next week?
Week after next, I think.
Mm. Mm. Okay. I'm taking your word for it.
Oh, wait. There's only three preseason weeks now.
Yes.
In the NFL. So it starts Thursday the 11th. The week from yesterday it starts.
Preseason?
Yeah.
Technically, it started yesterday.
Mm. Titans and Ravens, Thursday the 11th. Preseason football.
FanDuel released their power rankings.
And?
Number one, the Bills.
Okay.
Number two, the Buccaneers.
He just wanted to get to that number two point. He didn't care about anything else.
Actually, you know, Josh Allen is my future quarterback I'm going to root for, so... Okay. I don't remember anything else. But one of those two teams will be holding the Lombardi Trophy at the end of the season, so not like the rest of the field matters.
I'm assuming you're picking the Bucs to win the Super Bowl?
Of course.
Have you bet on it?
No.
So you're not very confident? Fair to say?
I'm pretty confident.
You're confident that the Bucs are going to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, okay. You bet on it, and then it doesn't go through, and then...
But if you're confident, mad. That'd be a good way to make some money and be confident in your team, since it's going to happen according to you.
I might.
Okay. Just think about it.
Did you see College Game Day has added Jess Sims to their lineup?
Who?
I don't know.
Jesse Sims?
Jess Sims?
No, I did not see that.
She's apparently blew up with Peloton.
Okay.
So, there you go.
She the one in the commercials?
I don't know. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
She's been a host and reporter for the New York Liberty the past several seasons.
Okay, good to know.
Mm-hmm.
It's big time, Nate. That's a good drop in on the show.
Just thought you might want some more, you know.
I'll be honest, man. Game Day's kind of gone downhill. I haven't been the biggest fan the last few years.
I usually don't
even
watch it.
I know. I used to have to watch it, right? I mean, that used to be the wake-up, and you just go there. It's on.
You
now,
can watch Big Noon with Urban Meyer. He's going to be back with those guys.
Are you sure? He's on Big Noon Kickoff?
Yeah, they just announced it.
Is Bob Stoops still on there? Brady Quinn?
I don't know. Maybe that's
what. Why
would they do that?
Kickoff?
Huh?
Would you rather watch the Big Noon Kickoff?
I might, actually.
I might give it a
bunch
shot.
I made a bunch of fun of it because it was not at noon. You know,
it's 11 Eastern, right?
Well, yeah, I guess
it starts at 11. It's for the noon Eastern game, the big game.
It's called
yeah.
Big Noon Kickoff, but it starts 11 or 10 or 10:30. Is it just a 1 hour?
It's 11. Well, it starts 11 here. But the kickoff is noon Eastern, but 11 local for a lot of the teams. It's very strange, very confusing.
It's confusing.
But they got they're catering to the college football audience, most of which lives in the Eastern time zone.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, game day. We'll see.
It's not what it once was.
It's not, and I'm not saying I won't watch it at all this year, but. Jess Sims not really moving the needle for me to get me over there. Now, it is always fun if Tennessee's good and has a big game because then you know you're going to get a feature maybe or at least a long segment talking about it. Could we get game? Like, if we're undefeated for Bama, game day's coming here, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
That would be – I mean, I guess Bama would have to be undefeated too, which seems likely. That'd be kind of cool. I could get down on that.
Have you our boy Matt Hayes over it that posted Saturday Down South.
Yeah, not that Matt Hayes, but the other one.
He thinks that the Florida Gators have a lot of red flags.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay, keep going. I like this. This is a good topic.
Well, there was a source close to the program apparently said during the offseason, quote, "You can't imagine what the roster looks like."
I mean, I can imagine because I can read it, but what are they saying?
He says Florida's best running backs, transfer portal signee from Louisiana. Their best offensive lineman,
their best what is from Louisiana?
Running back.
Really?
A transfer portal signee from Louisiana. Best offensive lineman, same. Transfer portal from Louisiana. Their best receiver is a transfer portal signing from Arizona State. The same source told him that the first level of players, the starters on offense and defense, quote, can win games. After that, quote, there are guys who shouldn't even be on the roster. Whose write-up was I reading the other day? They were talking about Florida will have to... Oh, we never got into it. It's your favorite segment of the year. It was the anonymous SEC coaches on Athlon.
It is my favorite of the year. Well,
one of them was saying
I was kind of saving it since you're going to be out of town next week. But
you can do the whole thing next week. I'll just tell you this one tidbit. One coach said that Billy Napier will have to, you know, he'll have to kind of manage the game and try and win ugly
yeah.
at first.
I did read that.
And it kind of goes on with these comments.
Yeah,
if you want to know why Dan Mullen...
The stuff on Tennessee was funny because it's like they completely forgot that we had Cedric Tillman on the roster.
Well, yeah, he wasn't a big star before, so a lot of people don't know who he was. You know, when you get a big recruit, teams that tried to recruit him remember the name, you know, that sort of deal.
The interesting quote on Tennessee was that we're easy to break down offensively.
That doesn't bother me.
If it's that easy and we're this good, like, man, you add some wrinkles and look out.
If you want to know why Dan Mullen was run off after last season, despite 3 New Year's Six bowls and 4 seasons, it wasn't just because of his weird and reckless personality on and off the field. That was reason enough. It was horrific recruiting.
Horrific.
Mm-hmm.
Don't usually hear that about Florida recruiting.
The front 7 on defense has no players of impact. No one on the edge who can consistently disrupt a passing game, and no one in the middle who can consistently blow up run games.
I like that. Pretty good.
When the preseason All-SEC teams were announced in July after media days, Florida had one player on the first-team offense, and it was a guard. And he's a transfer from Louisiana. They did not have an offensive player on the second or third teams.
Who did they have on first team? It said they did not have an offensive player.
They had one player on first-team offense.
Who was it?
The guard from Louisiana. Transfer.
He made first-team All-SEC as a transfer from Louisiana?
That's really good. Osiris Torrance.
Osiris. Pretty cool name, really.
Florida had 2 players overall on first and second teams on defense, including defensive end Brenton Cox on the second team. Or sorry, that's total. So it's counting the offense players, one, and then Brenton Cox on second team for defense. You're always a work in progress, whether it's year 1 or year 10, Napier said. I think they understand maybe why there's a struggle, but I love a challenge, and this is a challenge.
The 24/7 sports take on the anonymous coach quote said, Florida is an injury away at a key position from being buried near the bottom of the SEC East. I have heard depth is really, like their top 25 or so, not bad, but I mean, if they don't have anybody in the front 7... that they would consider an impact player. I'm sure a couple of guys will emerge and be pretty good.
You want a challenge? How about taking a job with elite expectations and replacing 34 players from the previous season? Players who either left for the NFL, graduated, or left the team for any reason. 34 players. Their roster's under the 85-man scholarship limit.
We were last year.
And the entire thing rests on the right arm and legs of Richardson.
Legs scare me a little bit.
Yeah, you just wonder. I mean, I know Napier's going to want to run the ball, but if they – so their best running back and offensive lineman are both from Louisiana? I mean, Richardson is an SEC talent. We all agree with that, right?
I mean, keep in mind, Louisiana last year probably beats Vanderbilt, maybe Missouri. I mean, like, so if you're getting just their 2, like, best players, it's not that – that's not like putting an FCS kid out there, you know?
No.
You know what I mean?
It's just strange that those 2 coming would be Florida's best player.
Right.
In any given year.
Didn't have
in any given year.
Other talent just laying around that hadn't been utilized.
It just feels to me, again, players will emerge. A couple receivers will emerge. I'm not saying they're going to be elite, you know, All-American type players, but they're going to have some guys emerge. But it feels like this has to be Anthony Richardson or bust for them to win games, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Running and throwing. Especially if they don't have, you know, quality offensive line and can't consistently run the football. And that makes it sound like their defense is not, especially in the front 7, not really up to snuff. They're going to have athletic guys at corner and safety. It's Florida. They're always going to have that. But, again, first-year head coach, that's a lot of replacement. And that's the one thing I've heard from, you know, outsiders but with contacts close to the program is they are terrified of their depth mm-hmm. at a lot of important positions.
And, like, the reasons mentioned, you know, in that article that Nate was talking about, that's why I have Tennessee winning by 14 this year.
That's why, huh?
I mean, Anthony Richardson, even if they're bad, you know, he is an elite enough talent to where he alone can impact some pretty close games. And
he can definitely keep them. He can keep them in a lot of games. And if everyone else around him isn't just making mistakes and playing terrible, I think, yes, he can absolutely win you a close game on his own. It just feels like the majority of the burden is going to be placed on him. And you wonder about a guy like that as far as – because wasn't he banged up last year? I mean, mm-hmm. he didn't play a snap against us because of his hamstring, I think.
He pulled it real bad in that like South Florida game, a long run.
Mm-hmm.
Never the
so
same.
So you just wonder if they try to put too much on him because he's their best weapon.
Does it also scare you what Emory did to us?
Oh, 100%. I mean, all the quarterbacks who could run. Levis ran on us. Matt Corral ran on us. Even Bryce Young a couple times got key third downs running. And Antonio, I mean, they're 100%. I mean, he's a big, strong guy. He's, what, 6'4", 230?
You think we put spies on the quarterbacks? Do you think?
I don't. Well, with Richardson, I don't know what you do.
We tried to spy Corral, and their center got up on a linebacker and blocked him. And it was almost worse.
And Richardson's way faster. He was hurdling guys last year. He's faster. He's stronger. Quicker. I mean, Corral, he's pretty fast, but he wasn't a jukey guy. Like, Anthony Richardson can absolutely put moves on people. So I don't – the best bet would be to keep him in the pocket, force him to throw, but he's got a strong arm too. And if he's accurate and, you know, the secondary isn't good, like, he's going to cause problems. But, again, how much are they willing to put on him? Seems like he's going to have to probably carry the ball 10 to 15 times a game and, you know, throw it 30 or so.
You know, they said – Hayes says there's no legitimate number one and no deep speed at receiver, no size and disruption on the defensive front, potentially disastrous quarterback situation if he doesn't stay healthy, obviously. Richardson said, quote, "I know I'm being challenged. I accept the challenge. This is what playing for the Gators, playing in the SEC is all about. At some point, every player is put in this position. Now we're all in it. So how do you respond?" And then Hayes goes on to point out that Napier is starting to recruit better.
Oh, 100%.
But he thinks that Florida fans are freaking out because they're starting to realize how bad they might be, you know, in the short term.
Breaks my heart.
We just can't let this be like a Will Muschamp situation where no matter how bad Florida is, somehow we still play worse on that day that we play them. 10-9 comes to mind, like stuff like that. Like, that just can't happen.
Yeah, that was not an enjoyable football game.
I mean, this is the year when they're bad, you got to knock them off.
This is the year? Is that what you're saying?
This has got to be the
14-point win. Hickman called it.
This has got to be the second half of that, the last time we beat them, just for a whole game.
That'd be fun.
We'll come back. Final segment of the day of the week next. Final segment of the week. I don't know what's going on this weekend. What's going on this weekend? Is there any, like, what is this one of those?
No idea.
Is this one of those few weekends where it's just baseball?
Well, tomorrow you get the first scrimmage/practice in full pads.
All right. The pads will be popping.
Popping.
I don't know if you're soccer fans, but English Premier League kicks off
today, right?
Today.
Yeah.
Arsenal
Premier League.
Mm. Wait, preseason or real season?
No, real season.
Oh, okay.
It's a World Cup year, so it's kind of a strange season for Premier League.
And the World Cup's in a really weird time. It's not a normal time.
You mentioned baseball. Did you guys see Drew Gilbert's stats from his first weekend of professional play?
I saw that his first at-bat was a home run.
Yes.
Check the stats.
So for the week, or I guess this was, both games were played on the same day. So in his first two
games.
Called
a doubleheader. Yep.
3-for-6.
Okay.
With a home run, 2 RBIs,
mm-hmm.
a base on balls, and a stolen base.
Kid's a stud.
Yeah.
He's a stud.
And they were complaining about him.
Who?
Even Houston Astros fans.
Really? Like, I didn't see any of that. Was there some?
I saw a decent amount of hate on Twitter, which is just shocking coming from that fan base. But
well, you got to think, outside of Knoxville, there's a lot of people chirping about Tennessee baseball. That's a good point. The AAC Player of the Year we got from Cincinnati said he heard both the good and the bad, but wanted to come check out Tennessee for himself, and said everything bad he heard about Tennessee was completely untrue once he got here, and that's why he ended up committing. Said, I fell in love with the family, with the culture, with the city, with the school. He said, I understand why people would have those opinions, but they're just false opinions. Once you're inside the program, it's nothing like the narrative from some throughout college baseball. Punks.
And that's the consensus opinion, I think, from most people who have been around the kids in the program.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Like, all the people who scream the loudest about how Tennessee's bad for baseball and a bunch of punks
never
and all that.
Never been to a game, never watched a game.
Or if they've been to a game, well, they probably never have. But they, yeah, they see the stuff on TV. They see the 10-second clip of, you know, Jordan Beck flipping off the center fielder, which I get that. Like, you know, depending on your personality.
Gilbert was DH and batted leadoff.
All right. DH. Interesting. But yeah, once you get in the program, they're fine.
Jared says Big Noon Kickoff way better than College Game Day.
Hmm, I saw that. Might have to give it a shot.
They will, yeah, maybe we'll give it a shot this year. Boycott Game Day.
So you're out all week?
No. I'll be back next week.
Friday, probably, half the show.
Dress will probably try and talk me and Brett into not even coming in Monday.
We probably should take a 3-day weekend.
Y'all got anonymous coach quotes. I mean, that's Houston's favorite post of the all season. And I don't blame him. It's a good take. I wish there was more of it, actually. I wish they pulled them, like, during the season.
I wish you cared about the show.
Okay.
Just saying.